All right, time for a trip down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. We say hello to our good pal, Luke Alvey. Mr. Alvey, how was your night in Canmore on Friday? I know you emceed a big event. You missed the Flames and Bruins, but I'm sure there were some good old hockey tales being told.
G'day, Ryan. Absolutely, mate. It was fantastic. Just a fun night up here in Canmore. Lots of laughs, and hopefully it's just a forerunner to what's going to be an excellent Hockey Hall of Fame set of events coming up in the summer.
Yeah, love it. As for the golf scene, you are back. You'll be back out soon enough as we head into major season not too far away. This week is the Honda Classic. This, in my opinion, is one of the fields that's taken a bit of a blow with the Tigers taking over of Riviera and making that as invitational in the WGC before. It feels like this isn't quite the fields we're used to seeing for the Honda.
You're absolutely right. Look, the start of the Florida swing used to be such a big deal, but now that the WGC flows straight off the back of Tigers event, as you alluded to, and the schedules are so hectic now because the season's been congested by the moving up of the FedEx Cup playoffs and the moving up of the PGA to May and the Players to March. Golf season or championship season begins in the middle of March, so they're gearing up for these tournaments, but you've got WGCs before and after it, before the Masters. So it ends up being just highly congested. And the players who would normally tee up this week, because a lot of them live in this area, right? PGA National is right there in Jupiter, Florida, where a lot of the players live. And even players who are sleeping in their own beds this week there will not be playing in the tournament, which is a shame. However, you still have Brooks Koepka, Ricky Fowler, obviously Tommy Fleetwood, some really big guns getting set to contend this week.
Tell me about those three specifically. They're the ones at the top of the board. Fleetwood is the favorite in a lot of places, which is unusual to see. And the three of them, different starts and unique early portions of their schedules. Fleetwood does some stuff, I believe, in the Middle East and on the European Tour. Yep. And Brooks isn't terribly interested in early season golf.
Well, he was coming back from a bit of knee surgery, so he had another reason to not be playing much. However, you're absolutely right. I would say Tommy Fleetwood deserves favoritism for a number of reasons. PGA National is a golf course where there is water everywhere. It's not a golf course you overpower. You keep the ball in play. And he's just got this trusty swing that keeps the ball in play. Doesn't get aggressive terribly often. He'll just make sure that he's tee to green in regulation, and he's a lovely putter. So I like where he's positioned coming into this week. Ricky Fowler has the best record in this tournament, full stop. Since 2012, he's had four top tens, including a win and a tie for second. And he's gone 7-for-8 in terms of he's made 7 cuts in 8 starts there. Again, it's a home game for him, very good. But he hasn't played since we had the event in Phoenix, TPC Scottsdale, where he's a defending champ there, tied for 37. So is there a little bit of rust? It's hard to know. And then obviously Brooks, who was runner-up here last year, a little bit slow out of the gates. We're not sure if his knee is completely healed after that off-season surgery. So we'll see. But I start to think that he'll start gearing up his game because you've got the players in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So they are the three players that are standing head and shoulders above the others going into it. But I don't think the winner's going to come from that lot.
And it's funny because there have been a lot of serious long shots that have won this event. So where are you going on the board, and who do you like maybe in a mid-range or a long-range type position?
Well, you're straight away referencing Keith Mitchell, who won here last year. And if a lot of people remember some of the commentary, when he was coming down the stretch, Dan Hicks was calling him Kevin Mitchell. I mean, that's how little we knew of the guy. It was like, wow, that was a bolt from the blue. And, you know, straight away, to answer your question, there's a couple of guys I'm looking at who are not really names you'd be going, yep, I'm all over that person. One is Wyndham Clark. Mm-hmm. This guy had a really strong West Coast swing, was in contention a couple of times there without sort of finishing them off. But he was the 54-hole leader on debut here last year. He ended up tying 7th. The pressure of trying to win for the first time sort of weighed on him a bit. But I really like the way he's playing. So keep an eye on Wyndham Clark. And another guy here who just loves this golf course but hasn't had great lead-up form is Lucas Glover. You want to talk about the best ball striker on tour? He is absolutely in the conversation. This is a guy who will tee to green the golf course to death, and he's going to post 8 to 10 under over the 4 days. And if you've posted 8 to 10 under around here, you are right in the thick of it. So they're sort of two of my guys who are a bit off the board, if you will. But they're certainly not the guys I'm going to be putting my money on this week.
Yeah, fair enough. There's big numbers there, so maybe if you like a long shot, those are some places to look. Question for you. It looks like there's some rain midweek and today in Jupiter. It won't be wet for the 4 days, but there will be some wind, and you noted the water. Is there a particular player that you look to in those situations? Because my eyes immediately go to Shane Lowry, who you can find somewhere between 30 and 50 to 1, depending where you're looking.
Nice value. I like the way you think. A man who's grouped with him this week is who I'm plumping for, and he's the reigning U.S. Open champion. So you back the Open champion,
yeah.
And I'll back the reigning U.S. Open champion in Gary Woodland. Runner-up here a couple of years ago, tied fourth as well. Just a beautiful ball strike. I mean, yeah, again, I'm putting him right up there with Lucas Glover as one of the best in the world, tee to green. His short game's really improved out of sight. So there you go. You go Shane Lowry, I'll go Gary Woodland. But there is one name that we haven't mentioned yet that I'd really like to bring up.
Okay.
And if he didn't win last week, I'm talking about Victor Hovland.
Yeah.
Not Patrick Reed, but Victor Hovland, who won in Puerto Rico in the opposite field event of the WGC. If he didn't win last week, he'd be definitely my horse this week because he is the best player on tour between 150 to 200 yards out. And that's the kind of player that does well around here. Everyone knows about the bear trap, the three hole stretch of 15, 16, 17, where it's so treacherous that if you play them an even par, for the week you've picked up 3 to 4 shots on the field. I really like the way he's playing. My only concern is just the winning letdown that, you know, first-time winners have. They're just on such a high. It's hard to focus the next week. And if he didn't win last week, he would have absolutely been my horse this week.
Yeah, never mind. The books will lower that number, make it a little shorter for you after a win. No question about that.
Right.
Just to recap, so Hovland you like, but if he did win, so maybe there's some late nights and a little more champagne leading in. He's 28-1. Gary Woodland's 20-1, Lowry 33-1, Glover 70-1, Wyndham Clark, who I also had highlighted this week, 55-1 on VIPBets.com. Great chatting as always. Anything else?
And one other guy, Ryan, before I let it go, is Emiliano Grillo. Another guy perhaps will sneak under radars for a lot of people, but a top 10 greener regulation type player and coming off a really nice week at Puerto Rico last week as well. So a bit of form under the belt and, you know, one of those lovely top five sort of players.
All right. Grillo 60-1. There's another one for us. Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Have fun. Enjoy all the action. We'll see who ends up winning this thing, eh?
All right. Love it. We're due a good one here. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.